New York City, March 13th, 2014. 5. Henry Strauss has never been a morning person. He wants to be one, has dreamed of rising with the sun, sipping his first cup of coffee while the city is still waking, the whole day ahead and full of promise. He's tried to be a morning person, and on the rare occasion he's managed to get up before dawn, it was a thrill. To watch the day begin, to feel, at least for a little while, like he was ahead instead of behind. But then a night would go long, and a day would start late, and now he feels like there's no time at all, like he is always late for something. Today, it is breakfast with his younger sister, Muriel. Henry hurries down the block, his head still ringing faintly from the night before, and he would have canceled, should have canceled. But he's canceled 3 times in the last month alone, and he doesn't want to be a shitty brother. She just wants to be a good sister, and that's nice. That's new. He's never been to this place before. It's not one of his local haunts, though the truth is, Henry's running out of coffee shops in his vicinity. Vanessa ruined the first, Milo the second, the espresso at the third tasted like charcoal, so he let Muriel pick one, and she chose a quaint little hole in the wall called Sunflower that apparently doesn't have a sign or an address or any way to find it except by some hipster radar that Henry obviously lacks. At last, he spots a single sunflower stenciled on a wall across the street. He jogs to make the light, bumping into a guy on the corner, mumbles apologies, even as the other man says, it's fine, it's totally fine. When Henry finally finds the entrance, the hostess is halfway through telling him there's no space, but then she looks up from the podium and smiles and says she'll make it work. Henry looks around for Muriel, but she's always considered time a flexible concept, so even though he's late, she's definitely later. And he's secretly glad for once, because it gives him a moment to breathe, to smooth his hair and rest himself free of the scarf that's trying to strangle him, even order a coffee. He tries to make himself look presentable, even if it doesn't matter what he does, it won't change what she sees. But it still matters. It has to. 5 minutes later, Muriel sweeps in. She is, as usual, a tornado of dark curls and unshakable confidence. Muriel Strauss, who at 24 only ever talks about the world in terms of conceptual authenticity and creative truth, who's been a darling of the New York art scene since her first semester at Tisch, where she quickly realized she was better at critiquing art than creating it. Henry loves his sister, he does, but Muriel's always been like strong perfume, better in small doses and at a distance.
Henry!
She shouts, shedding her coat and dropping into the seat with a dramatic flourish.
You look great,
she says, which isn't true, but he simply says, you too, Muir. She beams and orders a flat white, and Henry braces for an awkward silence, because the truth is, he has no idea how to talk to her. But if Muriel's good at anything, it's holding up a conversation. So he drinks his black coffee and settles in while she rolls through the latest pop-up gallery drama, then her schedule for Passover, raves about an experiential art festival on the High Line, even though it isn't open yet. It isn't until after she finishes a rant on a piece of street art that was definitely not a pile of trash, but in fact a commentary on capitalist waste, to the echo of Henry's mms and nods, that Muriel brings up their older brother.
He's been asking about you.
This is a thing Muriel has never said, not about David, never to Henry, so he cannot help himself.
Why?
His sister rolls her eyes.
I imagine it's because he cares.
Henry nearly chokes on his drink. David Strauss cares about a lot of things. He cares about his status as the youngest head surgeon at Sinai. He cares, presumably, about his patients. He cares about making time for Midrash, even if it means he has to do it in the middle of a Wednesday night. He cares about his parents and how proud they are of what he's done. David Strauss does not care about his younger brother, except for the myriad ways in which he's ruining the family reputation. Henry looks down at his watch, even though it doesn't tell the time, or any time for that matter. "Sorry, sis," he says, scraping back his chair. "I've got to open the store." She cuts herself off, something she never used to do, and rises from the chair to wrap her arms around his waist, squeezing him tight. It feels like an apology, like affection, like love. Muriel is a good 5 inches shorter than Henry, enough that he could rest his chin on her head, if they were that kind of close, which they're not.
"Don't be a stranger," she says,
and Henry promises he won't.